This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Mayor Julie Moore Wolf joins us on this Friday morning. I think the sunshine's got me a little loopy here this morning. I'm just way too happy.
Something's got you. I don't know what.
Come on now. Give me a break.
That's in a good way.
I'm tired of being tired and tired of being mad and tired of being angry and tired of being frustrated.
It's been a year of that. I mean, seriously, Brian, it's just been, you know, you just get through one issue and people are mad about the next one. So, you know, we're going to get there.
We are. And I know you have expressed your frustration about the vaccines. I really do feel like we're on the precipice of sort of a floodgate moment, you know, with not just here in Macon County, but across the country, where there are going to be more and more of these vaccines. However, I'm concerned about the number of people who just don't want to hear about it, don't want to get the vaccine. I'm worried about the African-American community. Saw a study yesterday where they're just getting so much misinformation just in general via social media. Saw Louis Farrakhan call it the vial of death, preaching against the vaccines. Yes. So there's still a lot of misinformation out there. We still have our ways to go as far as education. And some of that is justified in that there's, you know, been a history of bad stuff that we've done. And you got to overcome those gaps. But I feel overall optimistic, but we have work to do. Does that seem fair?
Well, that is very fair. And we, you know, we are learning more and more about the vaccine. In the very beginning, and I had this concern as well because, you know, my kids have not had the opportunity to become parents yet. And, you know, is it safe? You know, what does it do to you? What are the long-term effects? And, you know, now these experts are saying even pregnant women should get the vaccine because it's safer to do that than to run the risk of getting COVID when you're pregnant. And the vaccine itself is safe. So, you know, I think we're about to be inundated with vaccines. That is my hope, that we have it, you know, that we are so busy getting shots in arms that we can't do anything else. And I'm good with that.
Yeah, and I do think that each week that passes, it will get better and better, and there will be more and there will be more. I don't know what that date is. Is it June? Is it July? Is it August? I don't know. I know that these variants are causing some concerns. I know the people, the smart people, and I read a lot of this, they're looking at the fall with a nervous eye because we saw what happened last fall. I mean, there is a sort of an on-hold kind of phase, and then this stuff can start again. We just got to keep talking about it, got to keep telling people to do it, and got to get as many vaccines into our community as possible. What's been the reaction this week to your frustration, to the announcement with Crossing, to just the governor's office? Anything new to add to that?
Well, we're all just in the community very hopeful that we're going to start seeing more vaccines. I'm a little bit skeptical in some respects where I will believe it when I see it. I offered to get a semi, go to Springfield or wherever, and get whatever vaccines we needed if we could do that, you know, because we have the capability here. If it's a frozen vaccine, that we have the freezer space, we're good. Logistically, we're good. I do believe as, you know, I think the state government has been so focused on trying to get these mass vaccination sites open that has been their priority, and us little guys have been kind of, you know, on the sidelines. The Crossing announcement is, you know, that is a good thing coming our way. I want to see those extra vaccines coming into our community because every extra dose, every extra vial we get gets us that much closer. I was talking with some folks last night who have, they're in their 60s, had, you know, no trouble getting in Springfield to get at the mass vaccination site. So if you are wanting a vaccine very badly, because right now we all have long waiting lists of people who are just frustrated and want that, give it a try. Springfield, they have been taking appointments. The folks I talked to last night, they were able to walk in, but I don't know really what their protocols are over there. So, you know, do what you can if you are able, because a lot of our really older population don't feel comfortable going out of town to do this. They'd like to do it with, you know, the hospital that they know or the clinic that they know and or, you know, even their pharmacy. So we're going to see more and more vaccine. We're going to get folks in. You know, I'm trying to make myself be more patient and less frustrated, and it's not always easy.
All right. Well, listen, have a great weekend. Take some time for yourself. If you get a chance, watch Miracle.
I was thinking about that. I may have to do that. I watched Forrest Gump last weekend, so hey, it may be time to pull out a little hockey.
Listen, Kurt Russell did Elvis's voice in Forrest Gump. He wasn't actually in the movie, but his voice was. Meyerwolf.
Really?
Yes, there you have it. Everything Kurt Russell today. Good morning and have a great weekend. And we'll check in with you Monday. Take some time for yourself. People have no idea the hours and the time and the dedication that woman has put forth over the last year.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.